بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر، قل فيهما إثم كبير. وقال جل وعلا: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوا لعلكم تفلحون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من زنى أو شرب الخمر نزع الله منه الإيمان كما يخلئ الإنسان القميص من رأسه. Dear respected Asatidha, Ulama-i-Kiram, elders and friends, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, without taking much of your time, I'd just like to mention very briefly a few points. Today, when you ask a doctor that what is he actually looking for in his life, is it just the money? Or is there something beyond that point? You ask an engineer, what is he looking for? There is something beyond the money. Same with the architect. Same with the elder people. The old, the young, the youngsters. It is not only the money which everyone is looking for today. There is something above the money, which is the peace of mind. The peace of mind is the actual thing which everybody in this world is looking for today. You ask the youngsters today that what are they looking for? They will say they like all the money. When they use all the money, there's something beyond that as well. At the end of the day, they want that buzz that they're looking for. They want that feeling that they're looking for. So what do they go into? Today, our youngsters, forget the money now. They are looking for something above that. They are going into drugs of today. They are going into intoxicants. They are going into the speed of today. They are going into crack. They are going into heroin. They are going into cocaine. These are the drugs that our youngsters are getting into today. What does the hadith say? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, من زنى أو شرب الخمر نزع الله منه الإيمان كما يخلع الإنسان الخميس من رأسه. That person who commits adultery, that person who drinks intoxicants, who takes intoxicants, who takes heroin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take out his iman from his heart, just like the way a person takes out a shirt from his head. So now imagine this person, while he is taking these intoxicants. In the other hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لا يسرق السارق لا يسرق السارق حين يسرق وهو مؤمن ولا يزني الزاني وهو يزني ولا يزني الزاني حين يزني وهو مؤمن ولا يشرب الخمر حين يشربها وهو مؤمن. So that person, whilst he is stealing, his faith is not in his heart. That person who is committing adultery, while he is committing that sin, the faith is not in his heart. That person who is taking drugs, that person who is taking sharab, who is taking intoxicants, while he is taking that drug, that faith is not in his heart. Now you try to tell the youngsters today that iman is not with you while you are taking this drug. What answer will they give to you? They will say to you, so what? What is iman anyway? It's only a little word, just iman. But let me tell you now what really iman is. On the day of judgment, where everybody, me and you, will be made to assemble on that day, where every male will be there, also every female will be there, all the jinn will be there, all the people from the beginning of time, from the Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, till the end of time, will all be made to assemble on one platform. on one platform. And on that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring out one person from among this ummah. And he will say, and this person, he would have committed hundreds of a sin. He would have been 99 registered just to record all his sins. And how far is each register? Each register is as far as the eye can see. So imagine 99 registers of sin, and each register is as far as the eye can see. Now this person, and not only this person, everyone that is there on that platform will be thinking on that day that this person is doomed forever. This person is gone. He is going to go into Jahannam. Everyone is going to be thinking that on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to this person, that have my angels, both of them, written anything that is unjust? Is there anything in these 99 registers of books that you did not do? He will say, Ya Allah, everything that is in these books is true. I have committed every single sin. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, now take it to the place where it should be swayed. Now this person will say, so what is the point of that? Allah will say on that day, you did one good deed. One good deed. And he will be still thinking on that day, that what is it in comparison with us 99 registers, and each as far as I can see, with just one deed. Still Allah will say to his angels, no, take it to the place where it should be weighed. Then this person who is still thinking that this is of no use, that Allah will say, take it. Then the angels will take these registers and this one piece of paper to the place where it should be weighed. 99 registers, each as far as the eye can see, will be placed on one pan of the scale. And this piece of paper will be placed on the other pan of the scale. And this piece of paper will outweigh the 99 registers of sin that he committed. And this piece of paper, what did it have on it? It had the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, written on it. Imagine, now this is the value of Iman. This is what Iman really is. And why this person takes this first drug, takes the cocaine, takes the spliff, he's on taking these drugs. Whilst he is taking these drugs, his Iman is dangling. So what is going to happen if he is to die in that state? Imagine a person dying without Iman. What answer will he give on that in the day? First of all, in the grave, what answer will he give? When the angels come to him in the grave, what answer is he going to give? When the two angels come, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described how these angels would look, first of all, in the grave. When this angel describes them, these two angels that will be meeting a bad person in the grave, the angel said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is no point mentioning their size, because their size is too frightening. But he said, أَبْصَارُهُمَا كَالْبَرْكِ الْخَاسِفِ وَأَصْوَاتُهُمَا كَالرُّعْدِ الْقَاسِفِ وَأَنْيَابُهُمَا كَالصَّيَاطِينِ يَطْعَانِ فِي أَشْعَارِهِمَا. He says, أَبْصَارُهُمَا كَالْبَرْكِ الْخَاسِفِ. He says, their eyes glitter like lightning. وَأَبْصَارُهُمَا كَالْبَرْكِ الْخَاسِفِ وَأَصْوَاتُهُمَا كَالرُّعْدِ الْقَاسِفِ. And their voice is like thunder. وَأَنْيَابُهُمَا كَالصَّيَاطِينِ. And their canine teeth are like the bull's horn. يَطْعَانِ فِي أَشْعَارِهِمَا. And their hair is so long that it touches the ground. These are the angels that will be meeting a bad person. What is going to be the outcome on that day? And when the angels ask him, Mar Rabbu, who is your Lord? What answer is that drug he going to give on that day? He didn't know who Allah was on that day. So what answer is he going to give? He's going to say, Hada la adri, I do not know. Ma deenuk, what is your deen? He doesn't know. He doesn't know about deen. All he knew was a drug. He didn't want to know about any deen of today. What answer is he going to give? هَذَا لَا أَدْرِي. The next question. مَنْ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ الَّذِي بُعِثَ فِيكُمْ. Who is this person that was sent amongst you? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yours. And what answer is he going to give? He didn't know who Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on that day. He didn't want to listen to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not want to follow the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even on that answer, it's going to be هَذَا لَا أَدْرِي. This is a person who takes intoxicants. Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that person who takes intoxicants, Allah has said, not only that person, Allah has said, He says that Allah has cursed the person who takes the intoxicant. He has cursed the person, the whole intoxicant on his soul. He has cursed the person who sells it. He has cursed the person who buys it. He has cursed the person who produces it. He has cursed the person for whom it is produced for. He has cursed the person who carries it. He has cursed the person for whom it is carried. Allah says that all these people are all alike. All of them are the same. So Allah has cursed this khamr altogether. Now, without taking much of your time, inshallah, I'll have to end here. So now may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, give me the tawfiq to act upon what has been said, and at the same time, give you the tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.